worship, all of my worship, receive
my worship,
all of my
praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to see you all again in the temple of the Lord. And I believe that the Lord is also happy to see you all here. Amen. So our topic for today, our preaching for today, actually this is the first week of the new series or topic or theme about discipleship and holy life. Amen. So today our topic is, the title is, Why is Holiness Important in Our Lives? Okay, I know that this topic is very difficult to discuss. When we talk about holiness, we don't know how to explain it. And even the devil doesn't want us to discuss holiness in the church. Okay, the first reaction I had when I heard the topic for this month about holy life, I said, Lord, I don't know how to explain it, but Lord, it is you who is going to speak to us. Amen? So we'll let the Lord speak to us today. So our main verse for today is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 to 16. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 to 16. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. This is the word of the Lord for today. Amen? I said, the word holiness is sometimes very difficult to understand and very difficult to explain. Okay? So, this word, sometimes we don't want to talk about it. One, maybe because we have an enemy. No? our enemy will always be there to tell us, can you really live a holy life? Are you living in holy life? No? Is it only me feeling like that? Oh, every one of us here. We do. Yes, thank you. So that is also my feeling. It's difficult to explain. It's difficult also to talk about. Let us believe that the Lord is here and to help us understand the Word of God today. So when we talk about holiness, what do we see? Can we see people walking with white cloth? Walking silent like this? Is that holiness? Is that holiness? What is really holiness? Holiness is our lifestyle. Not the way we dress up, okay? But our life every day, okay? The other, like 3 weeks ago, Brother William was talking about your way of dressing. No, the way you dress will tell us where are you going. When we dress like this, like our choir, people around us will say that they are going to church. If we dress like with school uniform, we'll say, yeah, this person will go to school. Okay? So when I go to my work, I'm wearing my white uniform, the people on my neighbor will say, I'm going to work because I am a nurse. I'm going to the clinic. So is that also the same with holiness? Of course not. Holiness is not an outward appearance. It is a lifestyle. Okay? But then, if your lifestyle, no, the way you talk, the way you do your life every day, is showing holy life, that means you are heading to heaven. But if you are living an holy life, of course you are going to hell. A lot of people, when you ask them, who wants to go to heaven? Everybody won't want to put their hands up. But are they really living a life that is going to heaven? So that is our topic for today. So what is really the importance of holiness in our life? Number one, because this is the will of God. Amen? This is the will of God that He will make you and me holy through the sacrifice of Jesus. Remember, Jesus started it. We did not start it because there is no good thing in us. We are all sinners. And let us remember, we are not sinners because we sin, okay? We sin because we are sinners. It's our nature to sin. But we praise God because God made it for us. Amen? Through the sacrifice of Jesus. Let us read Hebrews 10, verse 10. In Amplified Version, it says, and in accordance with this will of God, we who believe in the message of salvation have been sanctified, that is, set apart as holy for God and for His purposes through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, once for all. Jesus did it once only. And He will not do it anymore. Okay? So us living holy life is through Jesus. He did it for us first. We just follow. Amen? Let's go to the NLT version. NLT version of the Hebrews 10:10. For God's will was for us to be made holy. So it is God's will for us to be holy. It's not from us. It's from God. Okay? Through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus, Jesus initiated holiness in our life. Okay? Amen? Yes, there is nothing good in us. But we thank God for He initiated holiness in our life. Amen? Okay, so number two, why is holiness important? For without holiness, we cannot see God. Yeah? So who wants to go to heaven? Amen. So, for you to go to heaven, you have to live a holy life. Because heaven is the place of God. Amen? But God is omnipresent. God is also here. So, if you want to see God in our life every day, we have to live holy life. I know it's difficult, but the Word of God will tell us how. Okay? So, Hebrews 12:14, it says, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. So without holiness, we cannot see the Lord. Now, number three, why is holiness important? For it is a command. As our main verse today says, be holy for he is holy, in Hebrews 10, and in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, 16. We are commanded by God to be holy. Okay? Remember, God is holy. God cannot tolerate sin. God cannot tolerate unholiness because he is holy. So we have to be holy to come to God. And it is a command. It is written. No? He wrote it in the Bible. The Bible is full of instruction about how to live holy life. Okay? The Word of God can sanctify us every day. It sanctifies us every day. And every day as we read the Word of God, we became holy, holier, holy, holier. Amen? Because of the Word of God. That means we have to read the Word because it is through the Word that we can live a holy life. Now, number four, why is holy life important? For it is the mark or a mark of a transformed life. Who are born-again Christians here? Who are the Christians that was sanctified by God? We are all. Amen? Are you all here still with me? Okay. Okay, so we are all born-again Christian. But when we say, I am born-again Christian, you cannot see it in my physical appearance. Right? I have to live a holy life so that people around me will say, I am a born-again Christian. I have a transformed life. So holiness is important for all the disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Praise God. That is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. It says, and that you put on the new man. We are all new creation when we receive Jesus. Right? So we have to put on our new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So that is what God has created us for, to live in holy life. Amen? But it's difficult. Is it true? Is it easy to live a holy life? Yes, it's not. Because one, we're still here on earth. Number two, we have an enemy, okay, who is trying to pull us out of the way to God, right? It's really difficult. But we have to remember, number one, God initiated it for us. Number two, Jesus, God the Father sent the Lord Jesus Christ to initiate this holiness in us. Number three, the Holy Spirit is there for us. Number four, the Bible is there for us. Amen? So we have to read the Word of God because by reading the Word of God, we are sanctified. Okay, we are cleansed. Okay? But again, can you bring back my slide, media team, please? But again, to walk in holy life is really difficult. No? Every day, we commit sin. We wake up in the morning, we have headache. No? If we have headache, we are not in the mood. We get angry with the people around us. We go to work. No? At work, we also have someone who hurt us and we hurt other people. That is our life every day. Okay? But we have to remember, Jesus did it for us. And according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 19, we confess. 1 John 1, 9. We confess to God every day. Every moment we commit sin, we confess. Why? Because God is just and faithful to forgive you and me and to cleanse you and me. Every day. Amen? Is that not a good news? It's a good news, right? Hallelujah. But then, you know, the word holiness is mentioned in the Bible 688 times. It talks about the holiness of God and it talks about living a holy life. 688 times. There is an emphasis on living a holy life in the Word of God. Okay? I just choose one phrase in Ephesians. The Ephesians chapter 4, 25 to 32. I just choose this one to end up the preaching today. To encourage all of us. that God is there for us to help us live a holy life. We are not alone. He has left for us instruction in the Bible. He's left for us the Holy Spirit. Amen? The Holy Spirit is there to convict us, to comfort us, to remind us of the word that we have God who is ready to forgive us. Amen? So Ephesians chapter 4, how to live a holy life. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 to 32. Number one, how to live a holy life. God knows that we are liars. That's why it said, putting away lie. He knows that we lie. That's why he said, it's okay. But put away lies. Number two, it is okay to be angry. Verse 26. It's okay to be angry, but do not sin in your anger. Meaning, before the end of the day, forgive. Release your anger. Amen? God knows that we can get angry. That's why he says, be angry, but do not sin. Okay? Number three, he says, let him who steal stop stealing. The Lord knows that we are theft. We steal him. We rob him through our tithes. We rob our company by coming late to work and leaving the work early. We rob our school by not doing our assignment. We rob our parents. We rob every day. Don't you know that we are thief? We are. But the Lord says, stop stealing. Amen? So number four, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Meaning, do not use abusive word. If you speak to people and you know that people whom you are talking to will be broken when you release the word, then do not release the word. Okay? Just stay calm and later on talk to the person. Speak good words to people. That's number four. Number five, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. We grieve the Holy Spirit every day. When the Holy Spirit say, wake up and pray, we don't. Because it's so nice to sleep. I'm so blessed with our brother Jonathan. He told us, Reverend Panisari and me, that he woke up at 2 early morning because the Holy Spirit asked him to pray. But every day we grieve the Holy Spirit. Yeah? So, according to the Word of God, how to live a holy life, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Number six is, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you. The Lord knows how we speak every day. That's why he says, remove it all from you. Okay? Then number seven, and be kind to one another. Tender-hearted, forgive one another. The Lord knows that we are not forgiving people. But the Lord is saying, for you to live a holy life, forgive people. Be kind to other people. Not only to those who are good, but also to those who are not good. Be kind every day. Amen? So that is the way how to live a holy life. I know it's difficult, but remember, one, God the Father initiated holiness in us. Number two, the Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for you and me. Through the blood of Jesus, we claim our holiness. Our righteousness is imputed in us through the sacrifice of Jesus. Number three, the Holy Spirit is there to remind us every day. Amen? He is there to comfort us when we feel bad because we have spoken negative things to our people around us. The Holy Spirit is there to help us. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort us. The Holy Spirit is there to tell us what to do. Do, amendment, go, say forgive me, go say sorry. So listen to the Holy Spirit. And number four, the Word of God is there for all of us. So every day as we read the Word of God, we're cleansed by the Word of God, we became righteous and holier every day. Amen? So let us all close our eyes and let us pray. Father, we thank you for once again you have reminded us, Lord God, to live a holy life, Lord. Lord, we say, help us, be with us as we walk a holy life. Thank you, God, for the preaching of your word. May you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, I would like to say my last word. living a holy life is not easy. But focus your eyes upon Jesus. For Jesus will help you walk in holy life.